He's been in out of jail the whole 5 years of our relationship.
That's not a testament to your good judgment.
It really isn't.
She gave him every chance.
What were you incarcerated for?
I was incarcerated for drug possession.
And trafficking.
But this time...
thinks he's Mr. Pimp Daddy.
Maybe love won't conquer all.
You're finished with him.
So done. Stick a fork in me, I'm done.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
Ernest Smith is suing his ex-girlfriend, Stephanie Speaks, for selling his car while he was in jail, as well as for property that was either lost or stolen.
Order. All rise.
Now, it's case number 3 on the calendar in the matter of Smith versus Speaks.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Mr. Smith, you and the defendant had a relationship. At some point, you were incarcerated, and it is your claim that during the time you were incarcerated, Ms. Speaks sold your car without your permission and then subsequently kept some of your property. Ms. Speaks says that nothing could be farther from the truth, that you told her to sell the car because she was taking care of your affairs while you were incarcerated. She has a counterclaim for some of the money she spent on you while you were in jail, as well as damages for what she claims it was an assault.
That's not true.
Is that the case?
Yes, no.
Perfect. Okay. When were you incarcerated?
In August of 2010.
Were you and Ms. Speaks living together at the time?
No.
She was your girlfriend?
We were seeing each other, yes.
How did she get the keys to your car?
She had got them from a friend of mine when I got incarcerated.
At your direction?
No, I didn't give the direction for her to get the car. It was a thing to where the car had got dropped off because I was incarcerated and I was going to figure out what I was going to do when I first went in. But then she came for a visit and I told them
her. Don't make it up as you're going on. Make it so I can believe it.
Yes,
do you understand?
Ma'am.
She's coming to visit you, and let's get to the car.
Right. She's coming to visit me, and she said that she would take care of my affairs for me while I was incarcerated.
What did that mean? What kind of affairs had to be taken care of for you?
She said that she would go and get my car and park it for me. And I said, fine. You know, she was the first one there, so of course she was the first one. I agreed to this.
Fine. She would get the car and park it for you. What other affairs had to be taken care of, Mr. Smith?
Later on down the line, within about a month or so, she told me that she went to my apartment and started packing my things. And I'm like, you know, where are you going to put them all? And she said, well, she has space in her storage to put them for me until I get out.
Well, somebody had to do something. What were you doing? Were you paying rent on the apartment?
Yes, I was paying rent on my apartment. This was my apartment.
Who was paying the rent when you went to jail?
No one was paying the rent when I went to jail.
Well, what did you think was going to happen to your apartment?
I was going to send family members over to take care of it.
What does that mean, to take care of it?
To retrieve all my things out of the apartment, because they were talking to my manager, she was talking to my manager, and he was holding off on everything for me to find out what was going to happen with me being incarcerated. So I said,
Don't waver, Mr. Smith. Just tell me what you told Ms. Speaks to do.
I told her fine. When she offered, I told her fine.
Fine?
Yes.
So she went over, packed up your stuff.
Yes,
because
she did.
You were going to be evicted and your stuff was going to get thrown in the dumpster if nobody came and packed it up. And she put it someplace, correct?
Yes.
What else?
After I got out, I paroled.
When did you get out?
I got out April of last year.
And during that time, who put money into your prison account? Is not an answer.
She put money on my account. My mother put money on my account.
How much money did Ms. Speaks put in your account?
About $300.
What other bills did Ms. Speaks take care of for you?
There were no other bills.
Okay. And how did you tell her you were going to give her back this $300?
She never asked for the $300 back.
When
she never
you got out
she
of jail
said she was doing
April
it. She was doing it as a favor. You know, she never told me that I was going to pay her back.
In April of 2011, you got out of jail. Where did you go the first day?
We decided that I was going to parole out to her place, and I stayed there.
So when they asked you, you were going to be paroled,
yes,
where you were going to stay,
mm-hmm,
you gave them Ms. Speaks' address.
Yes.
Okay. When you got there, what happened?
I stayed there with her.
For how long?
3 weeks.
Now, you noticed the first day you were there, you didn't have your car.
Yes, I had asked.
Just a second.
Mm-hmm.
So the first day, you didn't have your car. Did you say what happened to my car?
3 days into it, I asked her, can we go get my car?
And she said?
And she said she sold it.
And then you stayed with her for another almost 3 weeks.
I had nowhere to go at the time. I was paroled to there. I couldn't just bounce around so easily.
Yeah. Right. Did you go to your parole officer and say, I want to be paroled to my mother's house?
My mother was too far away.
Really?
Yes.
Wasn't too far away to put money into your account.
She mailed it to me.
Did she?
Yes.
You know, Mr. Smith, I'm not believing everything you're telling me, sir. Okay. If I got out of jail and somebody sold my car, I would not share a bed with them for 3 weeks.
Well, the whole thing about it is I did not share the bed with her because we were arguing most of the time anyway. Because every time I would bring up about my car, we would get into an argument. And then I even talked to the guy that sold it for her that was a friend of hers. And he had told me the exact amount of money that he had put in her hand for the car.
Ms. Speaks, you want to tell me about this car, please?
Yes, I do, Your Honor. He's been in and out of jail the whole 5 years of our relationship. We spend more time
Listen, that is not a testament to your good judgment.
No, it really isn't.
That's not a testament to your good judgment.
It really isn't. And when he went into jail, his rent had to be paid. He had bills that were due.
What rent and what bills?
His rent for his apartment.
Okay. How much did you pay?
I paid $900, and I have a receipt.
I'd like to see it, please.
That is so not true.
That is a receipt from his rental.
So fake.
I also bought him a Porsche, okay? He had a Porsche, and he had the Volvo. The Porsche was not working. I had to have that towed. I have a receipt for that. Had to have it stored for 9 months. Till he got out, so the Porsche was stored. I paid $100 a month for that.
Can I see that, please? Where is the Porsche, Mr. Smith?
He sold it.
Shh. Where's the Porsche, Mr. Smith?
I sold it.
When?
A month after I got out.
Don't try to think of where I'm going, sir.
Nah.
You sold it in May, right?
Yes.
Where had it been in since August of 2010?
Well, the last...
No, don't look over there. Where?
No, when I finally found out where the car was, when she finally told me, it was at one of her friend's house. Mm-hmm.
That had to pay for it.
It's not true.
Now, I don't believe these receipts.
It's fake.
And Ms. Speaks, I don't believe these.
Those are the
receipts.
And I also have the receipts for the money I put on his books.
That I'd like to see.
Mm-hmm. And I also have the receipts
for
the storage.
Slowly. Well, he happens to be pretty much on the money. You put in $275 for him. He said $300.
But those are what I could find.
Well, I don't know what he...
Those receipts that I could find.
This is your proof.
Right.
Okay. So, I don't believe these receipts for storage of the Porsche. I think this is baloney, which leads me to believe that maybe this is baloney also.
That is...
Show me where you took $900 from, Ms. Speaks.
I had a checking account.
Show me.
A check.
Show me the canceled check for his rent.
I don't have
this is a receipt. If you took it from a checking account and you wrote him out a check for his rent, it should be made payable to A and B Realty or something Realty, not a receipt like you can go and buy in a store, like you can go and buy these in a store.
I don't have that with me. I don't have the canceled check,
but
I did write the check, and he knows this.
Just listen to me. That's not my problem.
Right. Okay.
That's your problem.
Right.
We're talking about proof, and when you bring me... And I have a feeling that you spent some money on him.
A lot of money.
But when you bring me baloney that you filled out...
I didn't fill those out.
Well, I don't mean you filled them out. Maybe somebody else filled them out for you. But this is baloney. These receipts doesn't even say storage for Porsche.
It's the storage for his car.
I know what you say it says here. It's baloney. This evidence is baloney.
And I also have the receipts for the storage.
Storage for what?
For all of his stuff that he had.
Okay. Now, was his property the only property in that storage unit?
No. So, but I'm charging him half.
No, you're not. You're only charging him half if he agrees to pay half of your storage unit.
I asked him for half, and he would not give me half. And then he just told me to just keep it.
Just a second. Listen, you can't make up a contract, Ms. Speaks. That's what we're talking about. But you can't create a contract where none exists. He's not responsible to pay half your storage unit. Not unless he says to you, get the storage unit, you put in some, I'll put in some, and we'll split the cost down the middle. That's not what you said happened. You said he wasn't going to pay you for half of it. Well, that's not a contract that I can enforce. Do you understand that? Do you understand
that? Yes, ma'am.
All right, good.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She says she doesn't have a problem. I have pictures right here to show different that she does have a problem.
What problem?
She uses drugs. She uses drugs.
I don't care whether she uses drugs. I'm not her mother.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Ernest Smith says ex-girlfriend Stephanie Speaks sold his car and disposed of his belongings while he was in jail. Stephanie is countersuing for money owed, tow fees, and an assault.
Now, how could she have sold your car without you signing the title?
Ma'am, the car was bought by a friend. I gave her the money. I have the document that I do have left.
Listen to me. Right now, you're double talking me.
Okay,
I said, how can she sell a car?
Because the title was already signed. The title was already signed by the other person. I didn't get a chance because I got incarcerated before I had a chance to change it over into my name.
So the car wasn't titled in your name?
No, ma'am, not yet. I had already bought it. I paid for it.
Show me that you bought it and paid for it, and show me a bill of sale when you bought it.
This is all I have left is a bill of sale right here, both of us signing it.
Can I see that bird, please?
Yeah. And I also have the registration right here. And, ma'am, I also have letters that same person mailed me and the envelope that she mailed me that paper and the title in.
Where did she mail it to you?
She mailed this to this address right here.
What address?
My old address right here. This is the envelope. Because it was someone that she scared away, that she chased away and threatened them.
How much did you buy this car for?
I gave her $1,700, but turn around, put on the bill of sale. She turned around and she put $1,000 on it.
Why?
I don't know. Like I said, I never got a chance to talk to her again. I never got a chance to talk to her again after she mailed me this paperwork.
I don't think I can help you, Mr. Smith. What else do you want from Ms. Speaks?
I also have the list of the items that she has of mine that she refuses to return. She gives me a little bit at a time. I also have a letter right here from the people at the storage place that the lady that works there wrote for me.
I don't read letters from people. Is what you're telling me that your property is still in the storage unit?
No. She gave me part of my storage maybe 2 weeks ago. She gave me part of it. She didn't give me all of it. She kept things that she wanted to keep out of the storage, and I still don't have them. She came to me recently, last week. She visited where I live at last week. And she told me that she still has some of my things she can bring them over the next time she comes over, okay? I have tons of text messages that'll show that, too.
I'd like to see them. That I'd like to see.
And, Your Honor, the bottom line with this is the problem why I'm not choosing to be with her, because she has a problem that she refuses to address, okay? She uses, and she won't quit. She does what she wants to do, you know, so I refuse to continue to deal with
it. You have his clothes and his jewelry box?
No, I gave him, he has his jewelry box, he has his clothes,
no.
He has everything.
Well, this was dated.
You don't have your jewelry box?
No.
Listen
you
to
gave me. Excuse me, ma'am.
One more time and you're gone. I'm unsympathetic, as you can see anyway. This doesn't have the actual date on it. You reprinted it.
I have to turn around and through the company, I have to send the messages to my email to get them, but they're actually on my phone right now. They're still on my phone.
When did you give him his clothes and his jewelry box?
The first of this month.
Where were you when you gave him his clothes and his jewelry box?
I met him at his place and I handed him his jewelry box and the key to his storage.
Where did you meet him?
I met him at his place on
what place?
Beach, at the sober living home where he lives.
Yeah?
But I got a problem.
You do?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Now, you want to tell me what the physical part was?
When he got upset because I wouldn't let him stay with me anymore. He choked me and he bashed my head against the ground.
Could I have the police report, please?
No, because I did not file one because I did not want him locked up again.
Why?
Because he would have been locked up a very long time.
So what's wrong with that?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Ernest Smith is accusing ex-girlfriend Stephanie Speaks of selling his car and disposing of his belongings while he was locked up in jail.
Now I'd like to see the list of what you say she has of yours.
And Your Honor, also, to go along with it, like I was saying before, and she says she doesn't have a problem, I have pictures right here to show different that she does have a problem.
What problem?
She uses drugs. She uses drugs.
I'm not her mother.
She uses, you know? She says she doesn't have a problem. No, but that goes along with her selling my things, you know? And she's getting rid of them.
I've not sold any of his things, Your Honor. I don't even want or need his things.
That's why you didn't give them back.
What kind of work did you do before you were incarcerated, sir?
Truck driver.
What were you incarcerated for?
For drug possession. For sales.
And trafficking.
It was sales.
And trafficking. Thinks he's Mr. Pimp Daddy.
I'm going to ask you only about a couple of things. He says that he had 3 desktop computers and 2 laptop computers.
They should be still in the storage, Your Honor. I just want to know what
you were doing with 5 computers, sir.
Exactly.
Well, for one, I worked on a lot of computers because before I got into the wrong lifestyle, I worked on computers for people.
And all the parts are there.
Just a second.
No, they're not.
I'm not interested. Hoover carpet cleaners.
Yes, ma'am.
2 Hoover carpet cleaners.
Yes.
Yes. I don't even have 1 carpet cleaner. And you have 2. What did you have 2 Hoover carpet cleaners for?
I have 1 that I had got off a friend and 1 that wasn't in a better shape, so I had a better one, a new one.
You know, I'm not buying this, Mr. Smith.
No, it is what I had.
I'm trafficked in a lot of things. 3 17-inch flat screen monitors. You have a lot of stuff here, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
900 DVD movies worth $4,500.
I put it at the lowest denominator, maybe at $5 a piece.
You're going to tell me about your counterclaim now, Ms. Speaks, and be very, very brief, please.
When he left, I cleaned, I packed up all of his things, I stored all of his things. I did have the car towed, his Porsche towed. I did have the car stored. And then I had to deal with him getting out. He was supposed to go to another sober living home. He showed up on my doorstep at 3 o'clock in the morning. My daughter was coming to town. I had to pay him to get out of my house. He would not leave. Then he got physical.
Just a second. So far, we don't have a contract that's enforceable for anything. Now, you want to tell me what the physical part was?
When he got upset because I wouldn't let him stay with me anymore, and I told him my daughter was coming, he choked me and he bashed my head against the ground.
Could I have a police report, please?
No, because I did not file one because I did not want him locked up again.
Why?
Because he would have been locked up a very long time.
So what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
If he banged
bad judgment
you, well,
again.
That's exactly what I would like.
Very bad judgment again.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
You're finished with him.
So done. Stick a fork in me, I'm done.
You're so done. He's done with you.
He should have been done with me a long time ago.
He's done with you. This is why he's done with you. You are so done with him, and if you are a smart lady, and I don't know what you hung around with him for 5 years if he was in and out of jail, because it sounds like he's running a department store here. So I don't know what you were doing with him, but he has no reason to be near you. Is that right?
That's right.
Good.
Great. So I'm going to tell you this, sir. The next time you come near her, she's going to report you to the police. And you're on parole, is that right?
Yes.
And if you're violated on parole, for how long are you going back to jail?
Probably about 9 months.
That's a long time.
Yes, ma'am.
You don't want to go back to jail for 9 months,
That's
do you?
That's right.
Then I would stay as far away from Ms. Speaks as I could.
Right. I understand.
Stay far away from
her.
I understand. You're living in a sober living residence?
Yes, ma'am.
Right. In your sober living residence, can you have 5 computers, 2 carpet cleaners, 3 flat screen monitors, 2 Super Nintendo game systems?
Ma'am.
Can you have all of those things?
Not all of those things, but ma'am, right as of right now, as when I replace some of the things, as I do have receipts for some of the things that I did replace, I have, in my sober living, a 43-inch TV.
Great for you. You replaced, you must have a good job now that you replaced it with a 43-inch television.
Like I said, I work on...
Goodbye.
Please, excuse you, may step out. I'm back with you, right?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Who paid for the car?
My parents did.
Was it highway robbery?
It's in his name.
It wasn't in his name. It was in her name, too.
It was in both their names.
Correct.
Whose name wasn't it in?
Mine.
Yours.
Judge Judy.
Actually, she turned me in.
Why would I do that?
She was the one who turned me in.
If that was the case, I would have got him arrested once he put his hands on me.
She had me set up and turned in early morning.
Don't you think?
I hope that she does stay away.
And as long as she told him to stay away from me?
Like the judge told her to.
I'm happier than a pig in slop.